We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Ah, what a day. And I do want to apologize. To a bunch of people. And what do I mean by that is I have not been trolling in the last few days. I've not been posting articles on people's Twitter feeds. That's normally how we get noticed. I mean, other than, you know, promoting and doing things in that nature. But a lot of times I'll go to various people's Twitter accounts and I'll post in one of their tweets. So if they tweet, like SC Cup, for example, might tweet, "Hey, check me out on, you know, I'll be talking about how Trump is an a-hole." So then I'll go to that tweet in her comment section and I'll be like, "Yeah, SC, Trump is a real a-hole. I wrote an article about that. Check it out." And I'll put like a picture with it. So she'll think, "Oh, wow, let me check out this article that agrees with my point of view on Trump." And then she clicks on it, and then the article isn't about anything that she's talking about. Or sometimes it's an article that talks about how she's a dum-dum. So I haven't been doing that in the last 2 days because I've been over-the-top busy with a whole bunch of stuff. But I'll be back on that later today and possibly tomorrow. And definitely back Monday. But all right, Cat Z is here. So, ladies and gentlemen, here she comes. We're excited. We're happy. We're pleased to have her. Drum roll, please. Ding.
Friday, so well, it looks like I'm not wearing anything.
It's a definite new setup, but the people at home don't know it's a new setup. They can't tell. They just
go. Her face is right there.
They just know that it looks the same. But yeah, it's a new setup because the video feed on the left is the close up, and that's not what they're seeing. They're seeing the feed to the right. Which looks good, right?
Yeah.
But you can't, they don't know that the studio has been shifted. But how are you?
Good.
Did you have a good sleep?
Yes. Finally. Oh, good. But I have news.
Okay, give me news.
All right, so Ben Higgins, who is a former Bachelor.
Okay.
He was the star of, I think it was this past season's Bachelor. He is he has a campaign to run for Colorado's House of Representatives for House District 4.
Okay.
And is serious about it. So you can read all his info and all his, you know, what he wants to do to improve that district, because the guy that's in it, Dan Pabin, no one likes him. And he was arrested on a DUI in March.
Hmm.
So Ben Higgins wants to take his seat. And he's actually like a software developer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he's already has like a good career, and now he wants to do politics. So congratulations.
All right.
Channing Tatum, LL Cool J, Paul Gasol, and Chris Paul have all enrolled for Harvard business class. So let's see if Channing Tatum is smart now that he's an adult, since in school, he when he was younger, had ADHD and considered himself a not a smart person. and put in class with Down syndrome people.
Oh, okay.
And autistic people.
Well.
So let's see if he's smarter than a fifth grader now.
All right.
Congratulations, guys. And L. Cool J said it's still cool to learn, which it is.
It is. I think it is.
We learn something new every day. So, yeah. So Philip Phillips of American Idol, he was the winner of season 11, is being sued by American Idol production company, 19 Entertainment, for $6 million for a he said, he said, she said situation.
Not good.
Now, his people are saying, oh, he was manipulated into doing jobs, into doing gigs, and 19 Entertainment was, well, you owe us all this money, so yeah, we are going to manipulate you pretty much because you owe us $150,000 and $1 million on earnings on certain stuff, and so comes out to a total of around $6 million.
Oh.
What he's being sued for.
That's a lot of money.
Yep. So have fun with that. Yes. Have fun with that.
All right. Go for
so,
it.
So, Rose McGowan.
She's still around?
She is slamming a X-Men Apocalypse billboard that shows Jennifer Lawrence as, I think it's Mystique, Mystere, whatever that blue creature's name is. Mystique, I think his name.
Okay, yeah.
Being choked by one of these, like, big steel guys, and, you know, the billboard on the top says only the strong will survive or something in that, and she's speaking out about that, saying how it's wrong that the men and women over at 20th Century Fox are promoting violence on women like that,
yeah.
And how there should be an outcry, and how if it was a black man being choked by a white person, how that would have an outcry. If it was a gay person being choked out by a hetero, that would be an outcry. And how she says that it's a sick and twisted mind over at 20th Century Fox. I just had a sick and twisted mind, but I knew that's what she wanted to say.
She must...
She's a big feminist.
Yeah. Yeah, she must have a bunch of money stocked away.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine anybody hiring her because she's just a big pain in the butt. But I don't know.
That's not nice.
That's not nice.
All right, so Lucille Ball's Scary Lucy statue out in her hometown of Celeron, New York.
Okay.
Celeron, I don't know how to pronounce it. Sorry, guys. That's like the first time I've pronounced the name in a while. But out in New York, where she's from, and there was a competition of 60 artists to redo Lucille Ball statue, and artist Carolyn Palmer won it, and it will be out. It will be debuted on Lucille Ball's birthday, August 6th. So, yay!
Well, that's good, right?
I mean, this statue is very scary. Very, very scary. But I think the new one with the artist that we have in today's society, it will be awesome looking.
All right.
I love Lucy.
You like Lucy, don't you?
I like that show. Remember when we watched it on Christmas?
Oh, man. That was like, and it was like just, yeah. All right.
I have sports news.
Give me sports news. I hope it's good sports.
The Warriors won. Beat the Cavs in game one for the championship last night, 104-89. And Steph Curry and Klay Thompson didn't really have a good shooting game, but
they still won.
And the defense, last year's MVP, Andre Iguodala, was, you know, all over the Cavs, all over them. And that is why he got MVP last year, because he helped the defense win it. All right, so Serena Williams won her French Open quarterfinals and will be going to the finals, beating Kiki Bertens today. She will play Spaniard Garbin Muguruza.
Spaniard.
Yeah.
Sounds like what's it called? The one with the Colosseum movie.
Gladiator.
They call him the Spaniard. The Spaniard.
So yes. Yes, yes, yes. So congratulations, Serena. Do it. Her 22nd Grand Slam title is at stake.
The Spaniard.
Just do it.
All right.
So Rio Olympics will feature the first ever Olympic refugee team.
What are they? What?
Five Saudis. There's Sudan, South Sudan.
Yep.
Is that the same thing?
No. Sudan.
So South Sudan.
Yep.
Two Syrians, two Dominican Republicans of Congo, and one Ethiopia.
Okay.
They will be doing swimming, judo, and all the different athletics. So there's 10 of them, and congratulations. First, you need them.
What kind of flag are they going to have?
They have no flag. They're just standing under the Olympic flag. There's no flag.
There's no, so they don't have a logo, nothing. Just they're the refugee team.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's cool. The refugees.
So Ken Starr did an interview with KWTX in Waco, Texas.
Waco.
Now, as if you don't know, Ken Starr was the president/chancellor of Baylor University, but with all like the scandals going on,
like rape,
all the sexual assault scandals and lawsuits, he resigned amongst other ones resigning. So, in his interview, he was asked about an email that a woman said that football player Tevin Elliott, who is sentenced to 20 years on another rape case, raped her a couple years ago. And the interviewer asked Ken Starr, have you ever saw the email? And he goes, I might have seen the email, which is not something you have. That's not something you say on TV.
Yeah.
So what they did was they cut it. And his PR was like, can you not put that in the interview when you broadcast it? And they're like, no. And so she pulls them out and it's like, I'm going to have them try and get them to ask the question again. And this is what you're going to say. So they go back in and they re-ask the question. He goes, I have no recollection of the email. So he changed his answer. But you're already busted.
Oh, this guy.
So you're a doofus and you're busted. Ask about it.
Yeah.
And my final story. Ronda Rousey was supposed to return this year, but she will not be returning this year. She'll be returning next year because she had to get her knee cleaned out because it's all nasty and gooey and gunky. Gangrene. I don't know. That's just what I guess. But Dana White says when she does come back, whoever the champion is at that time, she will fight.
Yeah, I don't think. She maybe has her getting her knee done, but I can't imagine they just found this out.
You know, it's really funny.
I think
it's like that 2017 comes along, and she's like, I'm pregnant, and then it's like, oh, she can't do it until 2018.
I don't think there's fragment. I don't think there's a smidgen, an iota. I don't think she wants to be back in that ring whatsoever. But how do you? She doesn't want to
say I quit.
She doesn't want to say I quit because then she'll get just beyond blasted. But she don't want to get back in there.
Yeah.
Those girls will destroy. I think the game plan is, if she gets her knee scoped, which they knew 2 months ago if her knee was messed up.
Yeah.
I think the concept is if she stays out of the game for a while, lets Holly Holmes, Mischa Tate, and Cyborg kind of beat each other up. When she comes back, hopefully one of them will be gone, or one of them will be softened up. Whatever it is, her fighting now is not beneficial to her when these three girls are just jacked up.
Yeah.
Like, let's kick ass.
And everyone
especially
loves
that them. Cyborg.
I know.
She's just, she has the body of like a little dude. She looks like a little dude, a little ugly Brazilian dude.
And I don't think people really like Ronda Rousey. So she's getting all this hate because people are just like, oh, you're overrated. Because everyone likes Misha Tate. Everyone likes Cyborg because everyone likes Holly Holm because those are girls that would be like, give me anybody. I don't care. And they're all friends. So they
blonde.
Yeah,
the little blonde.
Van
Zandt. Yeah, Van Zandt. So I think Rousey's like, you know what? It behooves me to wait until next year than to go and do it now.
Yeah.
So.
Competition. It's killer. It's like no one thought she would have competition. Here she is with four women that are
exactly
are like in her fate, and people are
well,
just
because,
like, oh.
Because like we said before, Dana White, you know that it's all it's that woman. It's all created. It's you know, people go, oh, boxing's corrupt. There's nothing more corrupt than UFC. I mean, that's UFC is basically professional wrestling, except they really. You know, it's real. Well, at least as far as we know, you don't know when one of these guys gets in an arm lock and they tap out. You don't know if they you don't know how legit that is.
Yeah.
You don't know how legit it is when you know a decision. You don't know how legit any of that is. It's just legit because everybody goes, it's real. Yeah, I see people punching each other. You're right, but. When they're not punching each other and they're on the ground and they're grappling and all of a sudden a guy gets them in an arm bar. See, it's easy to get somebody in an arm bar and fake that opposed to getting punched in the face and being, you know, rendered unconscious.
Yeah.
That's a little harder. But when guys are grappling and somebody gets them in the chokehold, not when they get knocked out unconscious like Holly Holm and she goes limp, but when you see somebody like this and all of a sudden real quick they go,
yeah,
well, what the, you have, he easily could have just been, dude, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that, you're gonna get me in the chokehold and then I'll tap out,
and the only thing that counts is a knockout happens.
Yeah, that, you know, that, okay, that's a little, but
it's like everything's
UFC
fake,
very very just the way Dana White, you know, puts the fights together, the all of that is very, very suspect. But
very suspect.
It is what it is.
And that's all my news. That's all I have for you guys.
You had good news.
It's National Donut Day, and I'm going to go eat a donut because I found them.
You saw the donuts, didn't you?
I searched. I was like, ooh!
I got you four.
Au revoir.
All right, we'll
have
see you guys.
Have a great weekend. Wait, today's Friday, right?
Today's Friday.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Au revoir.